I know you're right here.
That's right.
So I know you somehow managed to make it in here today, even though 17 million people expected to miss work today because of the Super Bowl fever. Well, let's talk about that. Another big absentee day, Scott Sargis is joining us, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp. Scott, so this is a big day. People party, obviously, for the Super Bowl, and then they just decide, forget it, I'm taking a three-day weekend.
Right. Did your team win at Jennifer or Cisco?
Teams weren't in it.
Yeah. My team didn't play because I'm a Bears fan, Scott. Yeah, I'm a loyal company man.
Hey, just think about it. Either one of those quarterbacks could have been with the Bears if they knew what they were doing, right?
We're playing the long game here, Scott. We're going to be just fine.
So, I mean, one of the big things to do, that Joyce Event Maroney, who was the executive director of the Workforce Institute of Corona, said that organizations that proactively plan will be rewarded with fewer absences. So what I recommend to companies is to plan ahead and expect this as a phenomenon.
So what do you tell them then? Just plan for a three-day holiday? Let everyone stay home?
Right. Well, to take it a step further, what I would recommend is if it's a big organization, have a formal focus group, or if it's a smaller company, just put together an ad hoc focus group of your workers and ask them, what do you recommend to do so that we can not lose productivity during this time? Because workers are the best indicator of ideas moving forward.
So, Scott, you mentioned that companies should be proactive, but are they being proactive? Are enough of them? And who especially should be proactive, the smaller businesses?
Well, to answer your question, Jennifer, companies, unfortunately, are not proactive. And everybody should be proactive, especially small companies, because losing one worker, if you're a 20-person firm, is going to hurt you more than a major Fortune 100 company. So, but, you know, it's hard to do, and it's the medicine that you have to take, but planning ahead is the key. This is a phenomenon that's happening time and time again, so companies need to take the medicine, and they need to push themselves to plan ahead.
Are there other events this year equivalent to Super Bowl where we could see more of this?
Yes, with the U.S. presidential campaign, as contentious as it is, and then the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, both of those should repeat this phenomenon.
That's Scott Sargis and founder, president of Strategic Search Corp. Thanks for joining us. Coming up,